besties. Hello, hello. We're back again. And this week on the episode, it's funny to say this week because I'm actually recording a lot of episodes back to back. But on this episode, we are talking about sustainable business models, sustainable product suites, sustainable income, kind of all in one. So without further ado, let's fucking get into it. And be sure to listen to the end of the episode for some very important announcements. Welcome to the If She Did It podcast with your host, business coach, and business bestie, Becky Fagan. This is your one-stop shop for all things business growth, energetic alignment, strategy, mindset, and a fun touch of spirituality. Nothing is off limits here, and you're bound to leave every single episode inspired, excited, and ready to take massive action in your business. This podcast was created to help create more badass female CEOs and help you see that business gets to be simple, strategic, and fun. Now, let's dive in. Okay, you guys, today we're here to talk sustainable business. And I'm going to give a heads up to everybody on the podcast that's listening. This is intentionally a podcast episode, but I decided to record myself on like Instagram Live as I record this episode, which is going to potentially be chaotic because I have the attention span of like, I don't know, an animal with no attention span. I feel like the saying is attention span of a squirrel, but do we actually know that squirrels don't have good attention spans? Anyway, I digress. Is that even the saying? I don't fucking know. So we will see how this goes, but I thought it sounded fun. So we're going to get to it. We're going to get into it. So sustainable business. I've been really passionate about this for a long time. And actually when I was selling Shamelessly Rich, earlier in the year, I was speaking a lot to like consistent income in business, but it's really what I'm passionate about is sustainable income. Okay. So what's the difference? Sustainable income is not necessarily consistent. Consistent income can be sustainable, but sustainable income is not necessarily consistent, right? Sustainable income means that you can sustain yourself no matter what, right? There's always money in the bank. You're always okay. There's not a lot of stress in that, no matter how much your income can fluctuate. Whereas consistent income is like consistent, like it's like month after month you're making the same income every single month. The reality situation is that that's not hella realistic. Now if you have a business model where your base is a membership, and it doesn't even have to be your base, but you have a membership and you have a consistent number of people in that membership, in theory that is going to be consistent, but overall your business is going to fluctuate from month to month. Now having a sustainable business model comes from a couple of things. It comes from how you structure. It comes from the way that you collect income, and it comes from how you manage your money. So there is an element with sustainable income. There's an element of managing your money, which not everybody excels at. So let's get into it. When I think sustainable business, sustainable product suite, because that's really where it needs to start, right, is the product suite or your packages. Because if your packages or product suite are not sustainable, then overall, it's not going to be like there's like you got to start with something that's sustainable. So the way I like to look at it is like you want to think about what's your base. What's your base income that you want to be making every single month? What is the base income that you do not want to dip below? Now, that does not mean that you're going to necessarily make new sales every single month, but you're going to have like this consistency through sustainability that allows you to have a minimum amount of money that you're going to get almost like guarantee for yourself over time every single month, right? So first you have to identify what that money looks like. I'm not a huge planner, but we do have to run some numbers here or else we're just like kind of shooting in the dark. So figure out what that number is. So I'm just going to kind of like write on my piece on a piece of paper and kind of play with this with like along with you. So let's say that you decide that that number is $5,000. You refuse to make less than $5,000 a month. That is just like period, end of story. There's no other option. $5,000 a month, bare minimum. Okay. So let's say that that's what you decide. We're going to look at this from a, like, I'm going to break this out as an example from a like product suite, like coaching pack, like product perspective, but this works for service providers too, right? If you're a service provider, What you need to do is you need to come up with my recommendation. Now, this is not the only way to run a business. Every business is different. And if you were a client of mine, especially in my 1 month intensive that is called Audacious, that I'm going to give some more details on at the end of this episode. If you were a client of mine in Audacious as a service provider, we would get really, really, really super clear on this. But as a service provider, you want to just look at, okay, if $5,000 is the bare minimum I'm willing to make each month, what different packages can I have at different levels that I can over time kind of flow people to? Like if they're brand new and they don't have a lot of income, maybe they come in here and then they can grow here and grow here, whatever it is. Like you want to start at, when you're creating a product suite as a service provider. Hi, Tash. See, I told you, to those listening on the podcast, I was going to be all over the place. But when it comes to the service provider creating a sustainable business suite, again, it can look different for every service provider. And we can, like, I would get more in depth of this as a client of mine. But you want to look at how you can walk people through your product suite while simultaneously looking at how can you ensure that over time you can build out so that you have a bare minimum of $5,000 a month coming in from long-term packages. So locking people into long-term packages and things like that. Circling all the way back. Now we're going all the way back. We're going to talk, like, I want to touch on that a little bit, but really, like, let's break this down with an example as a service, like as a coach, right? And again, some of this is going to align with service providers as well. But as a coach with a product suite, right? How do you create a sustainable product suite that no matter what, you have $5,000 bare minimum income coming in? Now, this is just a random number for those tuning in to the Instagram Live. Like, I just picked a number to run with, to play with an example. So you want $5,000 a month, bare minimum, sustainably, not consistent, but sustainably. There's a difference there. So sustainably, that's what you want. There's not a correct way to do this, meaning one system that you can have, one product suite that you can have, can look like you have maybe like a membership at the base. This is actually one of my favorite product suites, and I actually am thinking about doing a masterclass or workshop to break down this product suite because I think it's really dope and really fun. So if that's something you'd be interested in, if you're listening on the podcast, DM me on Instagram and let me know. If you're watching on Instagram, DM me on Instagram and let me know. But you start with a membership at the lowest tier. Like, you have some free things that you're flooding people into. So the free is what locks them in, right? They get locked into you in the free. So that's like your Instagram, that's your TikTok, that's your social media. Maybe you have a blog, maybe you have an email list, maybe you have a podcast, like all these free platforms to like provide free service, free support, free value, that kind of thing, right? And then you flood them into a membership, or you upsell them into a membership, right? And there can be side things too. Like, you can have on the side of the membership, before the membership that then funnels them into the membership, like paid workshops or even like free workshops. But there are other things in between, like lower ticket offers in between the free and the membership. But the main journey is free to membership to like mid-tier program to high-tier program, which would be like a mastermind or something. And again, this doesn't have to be the exact model, but, and then, you know, potentially to one-on-one. One-on-one is often at the top, but it can also come in at any point. Like, it could come in from the membership. It can come in anywhere, right? So we have the free, goes to the membership, goes to the mid-tier, high-tier of one-on-one, okay? Those are really what your offers are. And this is simple. We're going simplicity. So then all you have to do in terms of numbers is run the numbers to say how many members, like how much would I want to charge in a membership and how many members at that price would get me to $5,000, okay? That's one way to do it. You could also say like how many members to get me to $2,500 a month, and then how many clients do I need in this mid-tier offer? So like there's so many ways to do it, and it's also like I was so excited to record this episode, but as I'm talking about it, I'm like, this is probably super hard to visualize, you guys. We probably need to do some kind of workshop on this to really break it down. But basically, it's a numbers game at first. Obviously, there's strategy that comes in here, but it's a numbers game at first to figure out what the numbers are. You just have to play with it because there's so many different ways that you can approach this. You can, using this example with this membership situation, you can use your membership as the thing that creates a sustainable monthly income. And obviously, it's not all going to happen at once, but you build to it. So, you know, using that as an example, let's say you created like a really freaking dope membership that was... Hang on, I need to do math really fast. Let's say you created like a really, really dope membership that was like $222 a month. to make $5,000 a month, you would need 23 people in the membership, which, like, in the grand scheme of things, for a $222 a month offer, like, that's really not that many people. Like, you could totally do it. Like, you really, really could. I really believe in you. And it's so possible. So that could get you to your base of $5,000. And then if, you know, every couple of months you launch an offer, like a mid-tier offer, maybe $997 to like $3K, and even like a high-tier offer, I would even say mid-tier could be up to $5K. And then high-tier is like $5K plus, as well as your one-on-one. Over time, you're going to be making so much money, right? So the membership is your constant. The membership is the constant, and you can sell it at any time. Leave it open all the time if you want to. You could close it if you want, but leave it open all the time. Anytime that you get a message about the membership, anytime you do anything for the membership, you resell the membership, you link it, whatever. And then simultaneously, you have launches throughout the year whenever you have the capacity for it, for mid-tier offers, for high-tier offers, for your one-on-one coaching. Maybe mini workshops here and there. And before you know it, you've created a insane sustainable business model because you're not relying on the sales from your launches to sustain you because you have that membership supporting you. So this is not the solution for everybody, but this is one really good option for a sustainable business model because there's sustainability in the membership. And even if you dip a little bit, like, you know, you just, like, you're not necessarily always having to be on. You just want to really serve your people in the membership, maybe to help with bringing more and more people into the membership. You create affiliate links for your members where they get a month free for every person that they bring in, or they just get, you know, maybe 50% of the sale or whatever it is, right? Like, that's an option. You can, like, bring guests, you know, you can do, like, go be a guest on different podcasts to, like, talk about the membership. Like, there's just so many different things you could do if you took this approach. And this is one way to create a sustainable business model. Another way to create a sustainable business model. And again, let me back up for a second before I touch on the other way. But with this, you're constantly then, like, having the sustainable base and then you're building up from there. So your income is, like, there's no ceiling. You can make as much income as you want. It just depends how much you want to launch and how much your investments to work with you cost, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one way. Another way to build a sustainable business model is for somebody that likes to be on all the time. There are people that like to launch things consistently. Like, you're pretty much always in a launch. You launch an offer. You have a few weeks where you're just kind of getting going with your clients in that offer. And then you launch another offer and you're constantly in like launches, essentially. That is a way that you can build a sustainable business model if you want. That being said, there is no guarantee that every launch is going to be super, super successful. So with this, like, my recommendation is to always have, like, if you're taking that approach, you want to have a signature offer. That's your bread and butter that you build a knowing around, that people trust you for, that people come to you for, that people, like, talk about you for, because then you have that thing that you can count on to bring in the majority of the sales, and then the other offers that you sell are just like cherry on top, right? But if you're consistently in selling and you're in that momentum and the momentum never dies because you're constantly going, that will create sustainable income as well. It might be a little tiring, but there are people that are just go, 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 like generators, go, 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 let's keep going, that want that constant selling, that crave the constant selling. So that would be a good plan for you. But there's another sustainable business model that I think isn't talked about enough. You'll see a lot of content, especially, well, I don't know about anymore, but in the past, especially around like Thanksgiving time, when you're getting up to Thanksgiving, where business coaches will sell offers that are talking all about, let's create a major cash injection. I'm going to help you plan your Black Friday deal, and you're going to have a crazy major cash injection. And we see this talked about a lot. Major cash injections. But what if we looked at the major cash injection as the sustainability, right? So let's say you were like, honestly, and this is just a low level example, but this can go big too. Like, I'm just giving lower level examples, acknowledging what probably feels attainable for my audience right now. But like, I want you to know this can be any number. So I was going to give you the example of, like, let's say you just want to make $100,000 a year. Like, let's say you're satisfied with that. But even if it's 200,000, even if it's 300,000, all that you really need to hone in on is like a couple major cash injections, right? So example, let's say you have a signature offer. We're going back to the signature offer setup, right? You have a signature offer. That signature offer is, keeping in mind, like, signature offer prices can vary. But let's say, like, on average, a signature offer is like 3K, right? 3K, you want to launch it three times a year. So if we do that math, right, we have 12 months in a year. You want to launch it three times a year. So that means that you'll be in launch every like 4 months. Every like four or so months, you'll be in launch. But in between the launches, you're constantly talking about your offer because, like, you have people in the offer, right? But on top of that, you can be taking on one-on-one clients. Maybe you create like a passive course that you're selling. Like, there's other ways that you could bring in income. But let's say that you want to rely primarily on your major cash injections to bring in your income each year. So let's say you want to launch it four times. Let's say you want 15 people in each round and you charge $3,000 like per program, right? Per person. So let's say it's $3,000 times 15. So that means that every launch is $45,000, okay? So now you're making $45,000 cash injections three times a year. So your income base is $135,000. Now you still need to get the 15 people in each round, but that's where the marketing and the strategy comes in, and leveraging each round as it goes along is gonna help you do that. But let's say you want 15 people in, $3,000 per person, three times a year, $135,000 base salary. Base income, base sales, whatever, however you want to look at it. It's really base sales. That's not your gross income. But anyway, I digress. Then all that needs to happen is that you need to be fucking smart with your money. With any of this, with sustainability, you do need to be smart with your money. But $135,000, but if you're getting it in a cash injection every 4 months or so from the people that pay in full, and even the payment plans, like, there will be like a month or so each, like, there'll be at least 1 month every year where your income does dip quite aggressively because of payment plans, right? And because payment plans slowing down before you start making more sales. And so with that being said, that's where you need to get really smart with your money, because like I said, you can have a sustainable business making a shit ton of money, but you can still have massive income dips. So that's where being smart with your money comes. And instead of saying, holy shit, I just made $45,000, spend, 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 spend. You say, holy shit, I just made $45,000. So $45,000 for 4 months, right? If we're dividing $45,000 into 4 months, because even though the program's only 3 months, if you're launching every 4 months, you need to give yourself money for that month. So that means that, and this is not taking into account, like, let's be very clear here. If you're making $45,000 in sales, we're not touching on like tax here or anything. So obviously tax has to come into play, but let's just play with, let's say this is all cash, right? Like, let's say this is all cash, because I don't want to do any more math than I have to for this episode. $45,000 cash every 4 months. That means that every month you have $11,250 to spend, save, do whatever with. So you figure out your money based on knowing what that cash injection means for you over the next 4 months. Not just looking at it as like, holy fuck, in this 1 month I made $45,000, but looking at it as, holy fuck, in this 1 month I made $45,000 cash. Now, how am I going to make it, like, how am I going to leverage this for the next 4 months? So that's where sustainability often like lacks, and people have like these massive, massive launches and still feel fucked financially, is because you're not being sustainable with your money. If you are sustainable with your money, the way that you run your business can vary and you could still be fucking rich, like, period, end of story. And of course, I'm breaking down different sustainable business, like product suite examples, but I'm not necessarily touching on how do we actually make this possible right now. But that's not what this Instagram Live, that's not what this podcast episode is about. We'll have other episodes where we talk about like the marketing and all of that. And in my 1 month intensive, Audacious and Audacious, my 30 day, 1 month, however you want to look at it, intensive one-on-one that I'm selling right now, not only am I going to help you figure out your sustainable product suite, but I'm going to support you in the marketing and the sales piece of it, right? So I'll support you uniquely in that. But obviously we need to also think about the marketing and the sales element. Because you have these numbers now, you played the numbers game, but then how do we actually make the numbers game your reality? So obviously we need to do that. And most likely it's not going to happen right away. Most likely, if you're rebuilding your business, the sales will dip for a while. Okay. The sales will dip. But if you're out of alignment and you want a sustainable business model, it is worth it. It is worth it to let the dip come for a little bit so that you could reap the benefits for years to come. This is something that I've been aware of subconsciously for at least 2 years now, but I keep saying next year, next year, next year. I keep pushing it off because I feel like I have to keep going on the trajectory that I put myself on. I call bullshit. I'm bringing myself back down to earth and I'm building this for myself. I've helped clients build this, but now I see it and I've been studying it and I've been paying attention to it, and it's so fucking possible on so many different levels. And it's just a matter of bringing what I've done in the past and turning it into the sustainable model, which I'm walking you through right now, right? So once you do the math and you figure out what your sustainability model is going to look like, that is when the marketing comes into play. That is when the sales strategy comes into play. But there's also the play of like the intuitive nudges and what feels right and blah, blah, blah. But so often we're so hyper fixated on like one thing or like making the most money possible or whatever it is that we forget that sustainability takes time. That building a business takes time. Not everybody is as lucky as the people that you sometimes see that are fucking lucky. Like, let's be real. I don't want to like take anyone down. Like, the lucky people are still fucking smart. They're still fucking good at what they do. They're still fucking strategic. They're all the amazing things that they are. And sometimes they're also really lucky. Like, I do believe that wholeheartedly. Some business owners are more lucky than others, period, end of story, on top of all of their smarts and whatever. And so, like, not everybody is going to build success really quickly and without a lot of work. So it is going to take work. It is going to take time. But these models fucking work. So this episode, this Instagram Live, was about breaking down for you how this can work. So I gave you these different examples. For a service provider, again, going back to a service provider for a moment, it's kind of the same thing, but you're doing it as different services. But even a service provider, you can have a really great thing for a service provider to do is actually have like a membership or a course or different paid workshops throughout the year, something to support the person that's not ready for your services because they don't have the funds to pay a monthly cost for your services, but they want to learn how to do it for themselves for now before they can hire you. So like, for example, a social media manager, teaching your knowledge to like a coach, let's say, who doesn't have the funds right now to hire you, but like wants to, but just like simply can't afford it and needs to be good at social media so they can afford you, so they can like get clients so they can afford you. Them learning from you is not going to stop them from hiring you in the future, because people don't really hire social media managers because they don't understand social media. They hire social media because they don't media managers because they don't want to deal with social media on their own. They want that help. They want your expertise to kind of go in and take care of it for them. So it's not going to stop you from making sales in the future. If anything, I think it will help you make sales in the future because you build this connection with someone. So when they want to go hire somebody to do that service, they're like, oh, that's who I need to go to. I've already learned from them. I trust them. I know they know their shit. Now I'm going to go hire that person to do it for me. So that's kind of another thing to think about as a service provider. There's so many different ways that you can make sustainable income as well. That's not simply trading like your packages and your time for money. So that's important to remember as well. So this is what sustainable business looks like, baby. And of course, there's the other pieces of like, you know, making sure you're not burning out and giving yourself the space. But these are all things that it's very unique to you and your specific needs and like your specific business. So this is what I get into depth with you on when you work with me in Audacious. So Audacious is a 1 month intensive, 30 days together. The first week is like very high activity. So the first day of the first week, we have a 30-minute one-on-one session to really gain an understanding of where you're at, what's going on, what's not working, where you want to be. From there, I start to kind of play with different options of what this can look like for you, what your product suite can look like. Then on day two, we get back together for another 30-minute one-on-one session where we talk about the different options and we pinpoint the direction we want to take. Obviously, there's always space for shifting, but we pinpoint the direction we want to take with your sustainable product suite. And then on day three, we have another 30-minute session where we start to kind of highlight what we want to focus on for the marketing and sales strategy. And then for the next month, I mean, including those 3 days, but for the rest of the month, we have Monday through Friday Telegram support where we take the business, the product suite further. We really build it out completely and we take your marketing strategy and sales strategy further. So you walk away from the month with an understanding of what your entire product suite is going to look like, as well as a strategy to start making that reality happen for you, right? But on top of that, hello, newly certified in NLP, Time Techniques, EFT Tapping, Hypnosis, and Life Coaching, I'm going to do a hypnosis session with you to help you step into that version of yourself that's ready to receive at that level. And then I'm going to record the hypnosis session for you so that you can go back to it and go through it on your own whenever you need that. So to really let that like ground and like let the codes come into your subconscious and your conscious. So I'm really excited about this. It's going to be amazing. And you're going to walk away with so much value and so much knowledge and such a deep understanding of your business and what's to come with it. So the investment is $11,11, like a steal. Normally I would charge like over $3,000 for this, but I just wanted to do this for funsies. And I'm thinking I'm taking 3 people, but you know, depending on my capacity, I might take more. So if this is something that you're interested in, check the show notes for more details. If you're watching on Instagram, send me a DM, Audacious, and we could chat. You could do that too, but also on the podcast, but also check the show notes for more deets. And I'm so excited about it. And the other thing is, just a little teaser tease. What am I saying? I'm launching a membership. I'm really excited about it. I've been sitting on it for almost 2 years. I've had multiple psychics tell me that this is the route I need to take. And I just say, I will. And I don't. So we're doing it. And I'm really excited about it. So that's to come. So keep your eyes peeled. And if you really enjoy this podcast, which I hope you have, especially if you're still listening, it would mean the fucking world to me if you do a couple of things. One, take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram, tag me, let me know that you're listening. That would mean the absolute world to me. And I'm going to hop off of Instagram Live because I'm pretty much done with what I was talking about. But thanks for being here. Leave a review. It would mean the absolute world to me. I would so appreciate it if you would leave a review. 5 stars, that'd be dope, wherever you listen to. And then, circling back, take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me, and let me know that you're listening. Let me know what you think. DM me. Let's have a conversation about sustainable business models. I want to know your thoughts. I probably only touched on, like, there's probably so many other ways to do it too, but these are the ways that I see, and there's so many other ways as well, but these are like the main ones that I look at. If you want help creating your sustainable business model, which I know you do, let's make it happen. Head to the show notes, see how to lock in a spot. And, there are payment plans available, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Is She Did It podcast. Thank you so fucking much for tuning in with me.